Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender of Web Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 85, Pehei. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. Take a look. You may find it very interesting. Lam Natseach Livnei Korach Mizmor. An introductory pasuk directed at whoever was in charge of the music in the Beit HaMikdash. The first part of this mizmor, the psukim bet techet, 2 until the end of pasuk chet, can be called a tefillah, a prayer. It begins with the word Ratzita Hashem Artzecha. Ratzita Hashem Artzecha. You kind of made peace with your land. You overcame, or you were able to rid the anger that preceded Ratzita Hashem Artzecha Shavta Shvit Yaakov. Shavta Shvut Yaakov, or Shvit Yaakov. You returned us, you returned Yaakov, that is to say, to the good path, to the peaceful path. Before, it was this prayer begins assuming that we know something. There's a kind of a history involved in this mizmor of David. And that history is that there was a bad time for Bnei Yisrael. And then things got better. Ratzita Hashem Artzecha. Things got better in the land of Israel. The anger seemed to have abated. The punishment that associated with the anger spent its course. Nasata avon amecha pasuk gimel. But you bore the transgression of your people, which is another way of saying you forgave them. You forgave them, obviously, for what they did. Kisita kol chatadam, you covered up all of their sins. Kisita kol chatadam. It's not that we claim that the anger was misplaced or that the punishment was not deserved. Quite the contrary. It's the end of punishment that we don't understand. It's the forgiveness that we don't understand. But that seems to be what happened. Nasata avon amecha. This phrase, Nosei avon, that God bears the transgression. It's not that in some ideal world we don't deserve to be punished continuously for what we have done, and that there is really no forgiveness, but that somehow Hashem, who has told us, who has informed us, who has clarified this, that Hashem is Chanun V'Rachum, most merciful, created a world which is a world of Nosei Avon. Kisita Kol Chatata. You kind of somehow covered over all of their Chataim. Asafta Kol Evratecha, you collected, Asafta, you collected your anger, Evra Zaam, you collected it, you put it away. Hashevota Mecharon Apecha, you returned or stepped away from your anger. Suddenly you were not angry with us, and we were able to function in a different kind of situation. Shuvenu Elokei Yishenu. Shuvenu is like saying, Hashivenu. Hashivenu, bring us back to the way it was when we first came to Eretz Yisrael, before we got involved with idolatry, before we angered God in any way. Shuvenu Elokei Yishenu Vafer Ka'ascha Imanu. And turn around your anger, Imanu, the anger that is directed at us, so that this pasuk turns, I guess, to whatever's left of the anger, to whatever's left of the situation, the punishment. Collect your anger in the past, but collect it for the future. Also, somehow allow us to function. Allow us to function. Hala olam ta'enafbanu. Is it possible that you will be angry with us forever? Timshoch apcha l'dor v'dor, that you will remain angry, angry. L'dor v'dor means for every generation in the future. Halo atah tashuv techayenu. After all, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will rejuvenate us. Tashuv techayenu. You will use this great power of tshuva, of reordering our position before God. Techayenu, you give us new life. V'amcha yismichu bach, and your people will be joyous. Joy is the result of being close to, feeling that imminence of God in a positive way. That or panecha, that's what causes the joy. The or panecha with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispenses mercy, redemption, atonement, bracha, that or panecha is what causes us again and again to feel the joy in the relationship. Har'enu Hashem chastecha v'yeshachat heitei lanu. Show us chesed. Chesed is a difficult word, but we know what it means. There are very few words that are difficult to translate where we are all certain that we know what it means. Chesed, something for nothing. God gives it to us, but expects nothing in return. V'yesh'acha titein lanu. Give us this redemptive option. Give it to us. And this is the prayer that the Baal Mizmor makes. And then there's a sort of a response to the prayer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A response. Eshme'a ma yidaber haker Hashem ki yidaber shalom el amo ve'el chasidav v'al yashuvu l'kisla. That's a kind of difficultly structured pasuk. Eshme'a ma yidaber hakel Hashem. I listen carefully to that which Hashem speaks in answering my petition, my tefillah. Eshme'a ma'idaber hakel Hashem. Ki yidaber shalom el amo ve'el chasidav. Yidaber shalom. Hashem speaks of shalom. And shalom comes be'or panim, with the light, with the luminance of the face. And all of that is what I hear. El Amo ve'el Chasidav, to his people and to those who can be called Chasidav. Those who could be called the Chasidim of Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes, in fact, all of Bnei Yisrael are called Chasidim. Chasidim is certainly at the moment of tshuva and redemption, everybody is in that category, at that moment. I mean, they may not be careful to maintain that standard, but at that moment, everybody is in that category. Va'al yashuvu lekisla, and God warns us, do not, under any circumstances, go back to the kinds of foolishness you lived with beforehand, before this happened, before this change took place. Kasal is that word, stupid, ignorant, primitive. We're all referring to chait and pesha. All referring to chait and pesha. And then, yadaber shalom el amov el chasidav v'ayashuvu lekisla. And they should not think of returning to the ways of stupidity, the ways that they went to before this redemptive act. Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Chesed ve'emet nifgashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku. And suddenly, there's some great truth that is being espoused here in this chapter of Tehillim, a pasuk that is used again and again to explain to us about how the world was created, how God relates to the world that was created. And there's a difference between these notions of chesed and emet and tzedek and shalom. But all of this, chesed ve'emet nifgashu, Chesed ve'emet nifgashu. This is all got to do with the shalom that is mentioned in Pasuk Tet, in Pasuk number 9. Chesed ve'emet nifgashu. In fact, emet and chesed don't seem to have anything to do with each other, because chesed is giving without expecting anything in return. Whereas tzedek sounds like it is the perfect thing to do, the thing which is deserved at that moment. The second part of the pasuk is tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Tzedek v'shalom. Tzedek shalom. They come together. They became one. Tzedek and Shalom became one. They are the same. So that Chesed ve'emet nifgashu, something unreasonable, something that you would not expect, that Chesed, which is giving for no return, and Tzemet, which is everybody gets what they deserve, but that they would nifgashu, that somehow they would come together. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bending the rules of the world in order to defend his people who have sinned. That's chesed ve'emet nifgashu. Tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Tzedek v'shalom. They kiss each other. So that, again, in order to produce this result, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give me this satisfaction that the Perek is talking about, this Nasata Avon Amecha Pasuk Gimel, Kisita Al Chatotam, this Nasata, this Kisita, this is only possible if somehow God bends his so to speak, essential nature, his nature. He can't be as he was. He can't be perfect. There's got to be an imperfection in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That imperfection is called Chesed Ve'emet Nifgashu. Chesed Ve'emet Nifgashu. Tzedek V'shalom Nashaku. It's bent. Things are bent for the benefit of Am Yisrael, for the benefit of the continuation of the creation. Emet me eretz titzmach, utzvitzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Emet me eretz titzmach. Emet, truth, me eretz titzmach. Okay. Tzedek mishamayim. So you see that the emet and the tzedek, these are in the two stitches in the previous pasuk. Chesed v'emet, tzedek v'shalom. And now the mechaber says, emet me eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Emet and tzedek even come from two different ends of the world. The shamayim and the aretz are divided by the rakia. I mean, there's a difference. So in heaven there's tzedek, and on earth there is emet, and they're really not connected to each other, but they meet. Somehow they all meet. Gam Hashem yitein hatov, v'artzeinu titein yevula. Hashem yitein hatov. That means that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Tov to the world, right? When this happens, when Tzedek and Emet and Shalom, when they all convene together, Gam Hashem Yitein Tov, Yitein HaTov, V'artzeinu Titein Yivula, so the Tov, which might be rain, gives the opportunity, gives the Eretz the opportunity, Titein Yivula. So emet be eretz titzmach, and artzenu titein yevula. Tzedek lefanav yehalech, v'yasem lederech pe'amav. Tzedek lefanav yehalech, the tzedek goes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's sort of like disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a separate entity. It goes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes v'yasem laderech pa'amav. And then the tzedek starts walking step after step in some direction followed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course, I mean, it's difficult to describe, but tzedek becomes the leader. And tzedek is a word apparently beats out the emet. But emet takes second place to tzedek. And tzedek is a more lenient, a more liberal kind of position than emet. And this is what enables Am Yisrael to somehow deserve to receive the bounty that they receive in doing tshuva.